Adam Gorney here with five star, we could say defensive end Nicholas Harbor, but we're not because you're playing wide receiver and tight end. So how'd you come to that decision? How did that all kind of play out for you, you know?
It just played out. I just track and field for real. And that's the best decision for me. For me, I'm not going to bulk up like that. People want me to. It's not going to happen. My body stays lean. It wants to go lean.
Yeah.
So why not just let my body do what it wants to do and not try to, like, physically just try to turn it up, see if I can get strong, buff, and rock out. But, this is going to be the best thing for me because, it's – you don't see a lot of people, like, you see Marvin Harrison Jr., me and I'm probably about the same size. I probably weigh about 15 more pounds than him.
Yeah.
Besides that, we got the same attributes. So if he can do it, then I definitely can do it.
Yeah. And if you ran against him, you'd run much faster.
I'd burn him.
Let's talk about that track thing. Because over the years, we've talked to a lot of guys that are like, yeah, I'm going to do track. And I'm an Olympic level track athlete, but those guys had no idea what that takes, right? I mean, that's some serious speed, and you've seen it. Just put on YouTube, put in Nicholas Harbor, and you see guys just blown by guys, especially at Texas Tech when you ran that race. That was incredible. How do you balance football and track? And is this like a decision of one or the other or both? And it's going to happen that way,
With that, it's going to be both.
Yeah,
I'm going to do both for as long as I can, and then once my body doesn't want to do it no more, then I'm gone.
Yeah.
I got to choose one. I'm going to soon have to choose one, but as of right now, I got 2024 on my mind for the Olympics, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to go out of Paris. So if I can go out there and showcase my talents and speed, then it's going to be great.
How does that work, not only in recruiting, but as you make a decision here and those kinds of things, like, do you have to go train somewhere? What does that like timeline look like in terms of that stuff?
Training, timeline. I was training for track. So I haven't played football in probably two, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Or shoulder pads and stuff. But I ran routes probably 2 weeks ago, but that's not my focus.
Yeah.
I'm gonna turn it back on for this week, but then after that,
back to track.
Switch is on.
Yeah.
Switch not even all the way on yet. So, I still got something in the tank, and I'm getting fast. So, we just gonna see what happens this week. It's gonna be a big show though.
What's more appealing to you, burning people on the football field or running by them on the track?
Probably running by them on the track. It just looks better.
Yeah, right. Are people surprised that you can do that at your size though? Because for what you do at your size, it's pretty special.
Oh yeah, people are definitely surprised. You just really just don't see it like that. I don't think we've ever seen it really in high school, really, where somebody my size that can run.
Yeah.
Well, people like Zach Banks.
Right.
Roger Pleasant, people like that and stuff. You see how fast they are.
Yeah.
I'm running right with them, so.
Yeah.
It just looks weird.
And they're super small, so yeah, yeah. What does January look like for you? You're gonna go to?
We're going to go to Oregon last week, the 27th through 29th, and then we're going to see if we can fit another visit in the 7th through 8th. But, I got two big track meets, the 13th, the 15th, and then the 20th through 21st, so we're going to see what happens there, too.
Any surprise schools, or is it really Oregon, Maryland, Michigan, South Carolina? Is that kind of where your head is at, or no?
I think Oregon was a surprise school.
Yeah.
Not people.
Nobody expected that.
People blowing my phone up. They're like, Nick, what happened, bro? I thought you wasn't going out Oregon. Now they trying to tell me about get some girls. I'm like, come with me. Yeah.
How much of that is like the track training stuff? Because obviously, Nike and the whole thing,
It's cool. I've been running with Nike since I was a kid. So, to keep running with them, possibly if I can't become a branded athlete, stuff like that. That's a dream right there for any track runner. But whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
They got the best of both worlds, but we just gonna see what happens at the end of the day.
What do you like about Oregon? Because it's obviously, you said it's certainly different than DC and stuff.
The air cleaner, the fall at DC is just. You know, you smell it every day. You go out somewhere different, like Oregon, beautiful trees and stuff, and all that. Yeah, like you just, you're like, boom. And I'm like, that's good air right there. Like, we was in the woods.
Yeah.
Like with nature, we seen a deer. I thought I was gonna see a bear. So that's what's gonna come after me too. I was gonna have to.
Could you outrun a bear? Do you think?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna outrun a bear. Hopefully the bear won't see me though. I'm gonna scare him.
All right, here we are. 5-star Nicholas Harbor here with Adam Gorney.
And the number one player in the country.
Thanks, bro. It's Adam Gorney here with Florida quarterback signee Jaden Rashada. And I just asked you if you're happy it's over.
Yeah.
What is the recruiting process like, especially for someone who commits and then continues to get recruited and then makes a decision to flip, you know?
No, it's like a roller coaster, you know, but it's definitely a blessing because something you get once in your life. So like to all the recruits out there, like it would be crazy at first and stuff, but once you find home and everything settles down, you get ready to enroll, like things will be back to normal.
Especially for quarterbacks, like you have to almost make a decision blind because you don't know really what the situation is going to be like. How hard is that, especially because you're getting recruited so early too, you know?
Yeah, like it's just, you just got to go with your heart, you know, and you got to break down the things on what you want to get out of your college career. And I'll tell you right now that no school is going to have everything you're looking for, you know, like you got to figure out just the ins and outs and weigh those things up.
Yeah. Are they all pretty much the same, or do you get like in every part of life, do you get like a feeling at one that maybe this is going to be the spot? You know?
Yeah, like it just depends who you are, you know, because I know me personally, like I'm a people's person.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of adapt to the people around me in the room. Like if I'm in a room full of people smiling, you know, I'll probably be smiling too. So I think that's one thing, you know. So that was my thing, you know, was like, man, like maybe, you know, this place got good people and I can live here and do what I can.
Let's talk about Florida and the connection you have with Coach Napier, the staff. What really stood out about those guys along the way?
You know, just I'll start with the coaches, you know, just how real they were with me, you know. Never really lied to me, you know. Never was mad at me. Yeah. Never, you know, they just kept a level playing, and on top of that, you know, they what stuck out to me the most was how detailed they were with things, and specifically how detailed they were recruiting me, you know, and you know they had a game plan for me, you know, and I think that's pretty important when you know if a school has something planned for you, you know, like.
That has been sort of the Billy Napier way of doing it, like very detailed, very, you know, person-centric, like right for the person. It's not just this is what we do with our quarterbacks or this is what we do with the class and stuff. How important was that for you? Like, damn, like they actually know me about me. They want to learn about me, and they have this all set up, you know?
Yeah, it was like they knew me, you know, like they spent time getting to know me, you know, my family. You know, they left a real good impression on my family, you know, and like, just man, like just how detailed they are, and you know, they like to get to know you as a person, and, you know, all those things. You gotta be able to click with somebody. Why not go play for not just a great coach, but a great man.
It helps when the staff is that big, though. They have a pretty deep bench.
Yeah, and like the staff, you know, to go on with the staff, you know, everybody's welcome. You could tell, like, a lot of them are, like, on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you can walk in a building and see that it's a lot of everything.
Yeah.
I would say about Florida, like, everybody's on the same page, you know, and everybody's good to you.
Yeah. How have you gotten into the playbook yet? Have you been given it? I know Jackson Arnold has Oklahoma, as he said, it's pretty extensive.
Yeah, I got, you know, I started off with the formations, you know, went over the playbook on my home visit and stuff, like, and it's a big difference from high school, but like me personally, like, that's what I wanted, and I can't wait to like learn all that and extend my football knowledge.
How do you as a quarterback look at the transfer portal, knowing so many are in there? I mean, honestly, probably some in this game will be in the transfer portal soon. And do you care about that? Did you know Florida's going to take one? Does that matter? I mean, just walk me through that thing.
Yeah. So like, my approach is just like, you can't be looking over your shoulder, you know, like every day. Like, that's not good for yourself, you know, that's not good for the program. Yeah. So really, I'm just going in there, you know, just like my life is different from yours, you know. Yeah. Your life is going to be different for everybody, so you just got to go in there and win you every day and just see where it takes you, you know. Like, you know, just go in there, be a natural competitor, you know, gain your team's respect, and, you know, whatever happens, happens. Just take care of your part.
There's no other way to do it, right?
Yeah, I mean,
it's just,
like,
there's no way.
Yeah, like, and some people, they can get caught up in that. Like,
yeah.
Oh, like, and then now, the moment you get caught up in that, like, you're in your own head.
Right.
And you take things to heart more when they happen. Like, you just got to go in there, like, on a level plane and just worrying about yourself.
The good thing is, you have a life. I really don't have any life. I mean, I'm married with two kids. It's pretty much over for me.
Yeah.
Last thing, and I do want to talk on this because it is important. I want to get your point of view on it. Mm-hmm. How annoying was the NIL talk around you and the flip and all of that stuff? And what would you like to say about all of that and how it played out?
Yeah, I would say it was annoying because, like, none of it was true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And having to live with that would have... you know, a rumor over your head,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that was pretty stressful, you know, but, you know, everything died off, and I was just blessed to end up in a position with great people, you know?
And, right.
You know, like, just end up in a position with great people at a great school, great atmosphere, and, you know, if I do what I'm supposed to, you know, everything will, you know, my goal is the NFL,
yeah.
You know? So, if I do everything I'm supposed to, like, you know, that won't be an issue or a factor. I just got to take care of my business.
As all that's going down, it's got to be stressful. You're a kid. You have school. You have all this kind of stuff. I mean, what is that like to go through? Because it's got to be just a pain, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah, it's kind of crazy. You start to see, you know, people acting different.
Yeah.
And this and this and that off something they read online, you know? Like, that was one of the biggest frustrations, you know, just like, man, you know, just off something you read. And, but, you know, obviously I had a good, great supporting family, and, you know, coaching, you know, great supporting family and friends, all that.
Perfect. Again, Florida quarterback signee Jaden Rashada here with Adam Gorney. Here with Oklahoma signee Jackson Arnold, 5-star, right? Best quarterback in the country? Is that do you have to feel like that, or is it just who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah, right.
I'm going to college in 2 weeks. Who cares?
When did you feel like Oklahoma was the right spot, and how did that play out into that decision? You know what I mean?
I knew almost instantly when I went up and visited. Just the campus, the culture, the coaches, the way they connected with each other. I just knew it was a great fit for me.
Your relationship with Brent Venables first, obviously. Definitely a character, someone who could recruit hard, too. What's that like, and what do you just think of him?
I love Coach V. I think he's a great guy, great coach, and he's kind of your hype man, you know, over there getting worked up, getting everybody, getting those juices flowing, getting the energy going, and that's the guy I want leading me out of the tunnel on game days.
You're going to be in the room, though, with probably Jeff Levy more than anybody, and how's that relationship been, and the way he runs his offense seems like perfect for what you do.
Yeah, I love Coach Levy. Again, great guy, great coach. Connected super well with Coach Levy, and that dates back to when he was at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
He was one of my first handful of offers, so just believing in me early on just really made it feel special, almost, that he trusted me early on and stayed on me throughout the whole recruiting process and just got super close with him.
What are those meetings like? Do you and your parents and coaches, quarterback coach or whoever, sit down and be like, this is what he does well, how are you going to put it on, or does he put you with the board? Take us inside, like, the actual meetings so you can kind of connect through the recruiting process.
I mean, most of the time it's just me and Levy one-on-one.
Yeah.
I mean, I talk to a bunch of the coaches. Like, it's not just offense either. Like, I talk to Coach Vali a ton, Coach Hall a ton. Whenever I'm up there, Coach Bates, Coach Travis, and they're all texting me and stuff. So I'm close with the entire coaching staff. But, you know, most of the time on calls, I'm calling Coach Levy. Most of the time, it's not even football. It's just checking in with each other, you know, talking about the future, you know, how excited he is to get me up there. future opportunities that we're going to have up there. And recently it's been tailored to more football stuff just because I've actually got the playbook. I've worked through the plays. And to answer your question earlier about the whole offense, you know, it's almost the exact same offense we run in high school. So it's going to help me transition a ton, or it's going to help me transition really good in college because most of that stuff I've already ran.
Yeah.
I'm used to it. I'm used to the, you know, how it plays in game and the style of it. So it's going to help me transition really well.
I live in California, so I'm used to California quarterbacks showing up to a meeting with six quarterback coaches, a business manager, and an NIL expert. You know, it's just a little different. What does that playbook look like? And don't tell me the plays, but is it pretty thick? I mean, is it, it's pretty extensive? And how much have you kind of jumped into it?
Yeah, a lot of pages, a lot of plays, extremely complicated.
Yeah.
It's built that way on purpose. Tempo, fast-paced, so pretty signal-based. So
yeah,
just learning all that stuff is going to be tough, but I'll get it down. And I haven't done... I know all the formations and stuff, but you know, most of the stuff that we'll learn, I won't even learn until I get up there January 14th. So right now it's kind of the base stuff, whether it's, you know, coverages and certain plays we run into coverages, techniques of the D-line, formation, just all that general stuff.
Yeah. You've talked about this a lot, about how the offense is very similar to Denton Guy, or how important was that as you looked at it, and just the comfort level of being able to do what you want to do, you know?
Yeah, it was huge. I never let that sway me away from other colleges who ran like a pro style or whatever, because I think I could fit into that too and learn it and be very successful in that. But the fact that it is very similar, the fact that, you know, he's at a place 2 hours away from my home and such a great coach, it fit super well.
Yeah. You ran for a lot of yards in high school. Is that the intention at Oklahoma? Have you talked to them about maybe getting some of those designed into those? Or you maybe don't want to take the hits at the college level?
I mean, it's pretty much built into Coach Levy's offense, the quarterback run game. He ran Matt Corral a lot.
Yeah.
And so I definitely am not opposed to it. I would love to use my legs in college.
Yeah. Who do you think you compared to as a quarterback? There have been Baker comparisons, Baker Mayfield. There are some others. Where do you kind of see you fitting in that sense, you know?
I really couldn't tell you. I really don't know.
No, yeah.
I want to say almost like a Jalen Hurts type.
Yeah.
Like I feel like, yeah.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
I don't know. Just
I think you're a better passer as a high school player than I am.
Thank you.
Not as physically gifted, maybe.
Yeah, he was freaking strong in high school.
Jacked
That's insane.
Up. Jacked yeah. up, yeah. Yeah. No knock on you, of course. and just to brush on the Peyton Bowman situation. Mm-hmm. Obviously, your teammates with him and friends and stuff. As that went down in the last week, obviously happy that he's now at Oklahoma, but just kind of walk me through what that was like as you saw it go down and stuff.
The day of when he signed with Oregon, to me, like, I always thought he was going to Oklahoma. He'd never actually tell me. He wanted to keep me on my toes, and sure enough, he kept me on my toes.
Yeah.
Take to Oregon, and I don't know, it didn't feel right. I was going to be happy for him regardless.
Sure.
Like, wherever he goes, wherever Peyton Bowen wanted to go and thought was best for him, I was going to be all for it. And he picked Oregon, and, you know, the day went on. He never sent his letter to Oregon. The day went on. Then I started, I talked to him that night, just walked through some stuff with him, you know, what he did, what he wanted in college, what he didn't want, you know. And, you know, it was already pretty late, you know. He had to make a decision pretty fast, and I'm not going to speak for Peyton,
sure,
but I think Peyton ended up where he wanted to go. I'm super happy for him.
What were those conversations like? Like him saying, damn, I didn't want the day to go like this sort of thing?
Pretty much. Kind of regretted stuff that he did.
Yeah.
You know, but I told him, you know, it's in the past now. You know, you have a chance to do what you want to do and to make it right. You know, and I think very mature of him for that.
Sure.
The post of him when he committed to Oklahoma, just the apology letter, the everything, very mature of him, and I think he handled that situation right. Maybe not everything before, but he cleared up some things really well and handled that situation.
And that's
well.
The thing, like his perception, there have been goofballs that have gone through recruiting, believe me, but that's not him or the guy you know.
No, it's
not at all.
Him.
Yeah.
That's what I thought when he picked Oregon, you know, that's not like him, and but that apology that he put out and everything, that is Peyton Bowen's character. Yeah. And, you know, he got a lot of backlash for that. But I think it was really man of him for him to step up and put something out like that. You know, most kids wouldn't do that. Most kids would just flipped to Oklahoma and just left it at that. But I think it was very, very mature of him to, you know, step up and kind of clear the air.
And believe me, the backlash you're getting from people on Twitter is not exactly the people you should be caring about.
Exactly.
Their opinions. Now at Oklahoma with you, you said you're excited about it. Obviously, I have a roommate. How excited are you about that future in Norman with him, you know?
It's super excited. It's always, you know, can't say I always. I'm saying it's going to be great to go to college with somebody I know, yeah, with a familiar face, someone I can lean on in my corner that will support me throughout everything. You know, I'm not saying that other guys in the class aren't like that. Like, I'm close with everyone in the class almost, but it's nice having somebody that I've kind of grown up with throughout middle school and high school to, you know, be there with me.
Perfect. That's Oklahoma quarterback signee Jackson Arnold here with Adam Gorney. It's Adam Gorney here with Clemson signee Peter Woods. How does it feel to just be signed now and it's all over with?
It feels great to get it over with. You know, it's kind of something that I dreamed of. Not really saying I dreamed of being at Clemson, but, you know, just being in this position. So, yeah.
We talked about it over there. Let's talk about Alabama and Clemson and how that all played out, because it seemed like from January, when you really started to get heavily recruited, to June-ish or so, Alabama was the team to beat, would you say? And then that visit in June was kind of what sealed it.
Yeah. So, you know, Alabama was probably the team to beat for years. My recruitment, they started recruiting me. You know, I can remember all the way back when Brian Bates was the D-line coach. And, you know, I was a fan.
Yeah.
And so just going to camps and stuff. Actually, I didn't camp at many places. Alabama was one place that I actually camped at and, you know, got to really know the coaches and actually develop a relationship with Coach Saban, like a real relationship, which is, some people can't say that. And so Clemson just swooped in, you know. In January, I took a visit. I really bonded with the guys, which is something that really really stuck out with me, bonding with the guys on the team. And, you know, just them not acting like they were too big just to mess with, like, you know, a freshman coming into high school, and they just kind of took me under their wing.
How responsible of a choice is that, though, to not go to the place that I grew up watching, but like, the best place for me, you know?
I'll be honest with you, I couldn't do it without my parents, you know, just kind of giving me that that wisdom of making a decision, like a business decision, you know, for my future, and not really as a fan or a little kid anymore, because, you know, I'm coming into my age, becoming a young adult, I got to be able to make decisions for myself, and sometimes that don't look like what other people want you to do, so.
How big of a Bama fan were you? Or, I mean, was this pretty serious?
Yeah, my mom grew up in Tuscaloosa. My dad went to Bama. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was like, we didn't like fly flags outside our house or anything, but it was, we had it in our heart. And, like, I cried when Bama lost our Iron Bowl in, what was it, 11?
Yeah.
11, the pick six.
Yeah.
I cried. It was bad, so yeah.
And then you all go to Clemson and love it so much.
Yeah.
What are those conversations like, honestly, like, with your parents? Like, damn, this might be real there.
Yeah. It was crazy. Like, I didn't even want to have the conversation at first, because I'm like, I'm going to Bama. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, it felt good, but I'm just high off the visit. And, like, it was consistent.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, like, I don't feel like this anywhere else. So.
Yeah, and what is it like at Clemson? Because it's obviously different. They're going to recruit you different, and they're going to, you know, handle it different, and the whole thing. How much did that appeal to you, and what was it that really stood out so much?
It's the people.
Yeah.
The people. It's like something's in the water down there, or up there. it's ridiculous. Even the people that have nothing to do with football, I mean, you're just walking around the city, walking around downtown. You know, the people are just super genuine, and, you know, they care about themselves, they care about you, they care about the community, and it's just something that you just want to be around as a student athlete.
Sitting in Dabo's office, that can come off as not genuine from some people if it's not actually who he is as a person, you know what I mean, like that sale, but it is with him, right? It's real.
Yeah, I will say, if Coach Sweeney is putting up a fake, then he should get every award for an actor that there has ever. Because I one thing that me, I pride myself in, like, my sense of discernment. Like, I can kind of just look at somebody and be like you're just not a real person.
Right.
Like, I can tell. You know what I'm saying? I don't get those vibes with Coach Sweeney. I feel like sometimes Coach Sweeney is too great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's him. That's who he is. Like, it really is. He's truly a good guy. And, you know, when you catch him in points where he really doesn't have to be good is when he's the best.
Yeah. Texas signee, CJ Baxter here with Adam Gorney. I'm just talking pretty much everything here on Media Day, but let's talk about what was going down the stretch here. We talked about it over there a little bit.
Definitely.
Texas, Florida State, in your mind, how it all played out and everything, how it came down to Texas being the right spot.
Yeah, like I said over there, I'd be lying if I didn't say I didn't consider Florida State at all, that it wasn't in the back of my head about flipping. But I think I really just kept the main thing, and which is where I think I'll be the most successful at, and that's Texas. Honestly, with Coach Choice and Coach Sark and Coach Flood, and just how much they poured into me, how they just stayed genuine throughout the whole process. That's what really warmed me over.
I was told by somebody that if Tashard Choice was there, you were no doubt. Was that sort of how it played out, or was it really still hard down the stretch?
Honestly, if Coach Choice wasn't there, it'd probably be a different decision, honestly, because he's very, very genuine. He's the type of coach I want to play for. Like, literally on the field, off the field, whatever. Like, I feel like I can walk around the streets with him, stuff like that. Like, just go out to eat with him, stuff like that. Like, that's the type of coach I want to play for.
How much of recruiting is just that connection? Like, you have it in your personal life and everything. How much of that is, and not the school, but the people at this, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that was my biggest two things going into the process once I started, like, receiving a lot of offers was building a relationship with somebody and going somewhere that can develop me that has a great scheme. So, and he's both of, he has both of those. That's on both of his resumes, like, both of those things. Somebody that can develop me, like, he got Bijan, Jahmyr Gibbs, really, J.P. Mason. He was even showing me backs that he got that went to North Texas. Like, that just shows, like, he's developing people.
Yeah. Bijan obviously did a whole lot for those guys over his time there, but he also helped in recruiting, obviously.
Right.
How much do you watch those Texas games? You're like, damn, maybe I could be the next Bijan, you know?
Yeah. So I hear a lot of people say, oh, you got some big shoes to fill, or you could be the next one. I don't want to be like him. He's a great player, one of the best running backs to go through college football ever. But I want to be like him. I want to be my own. I want to start my own legacy, stuff like that. But I definitely learned a lot from him outside of football, too, with Coach Choice, for instance, Coach Sark, and how they are as people, how they are as coaches, stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Going to Texas and seeing that place, what's that like, and just being in Austin and the whole thing?
It's a beautiful city.
Yeah.
It's like a college town, but it's like in the city,
if that
makes sense.
Yeah. Go, down the stretch. And people want to know, because you took the visit to Florida State,
right,
important. What was the feeling with them that you know, you grew up liking them and stuff, but also that was also a decent fit, too.
Yeah. So I think the difference was the situation with Texas was a little better, like what I'm going into, which is they're losing two backs, possibly three maybe, whatever King does after the game tonight.
Yeah.
So just going in there, being an instant impact, stuff like that. I feel like with Florida State, they have a lot of backs right now that's returning and stuff like that. Which I don't have no problem competing, but I just feel like the situation was better at Texas.
When you told the coaches, how hard was it to hit that and talk to them about it? Because obviously there's some relationships built.
My dad always told me, like, you gotta learn how to tell people no. So it was definitely hard to do. I told somebody the other day, it's like telling the coach no that you can't come to school is like breaking up with your girlfriend. Like,
right.
It's hard to do. So.
Yeah. Usually they break up with me. So, how excited are you for the future, though? You said, stepping into a situation that seems to be, you know, ready for you. You know.
Yeah, I'm extremely excited. You know, I was just talking to a couple reporters. I report to school in exactly a week. I report to school next Thursday, so it's all going like this. It really hasn't hit me yet. A lot of people say it probably won't hit me till the day before or even when I get there. But I'm definitely excited. I'm ready to get to work, have fun, compete. And just enjoy my time there.
This time last year, and we talked about this, I stopped over at a workout of yours. Where were you in your recruitment, and how crazy can recruiting be that you're like, yeah, I'm going to go here, all right, I'm feeling this, or you know,
yeah,
we have been committed elsewhere.
That's a perfect, perfect example. Like, I think I released like a top five or something, top seven or something, and then like 2 to 3 months later, that whole list changed. Like, I think it was only like one school that still remained on there, which was Texas.
Yeah.
So it was crazy. Like, at one point in time, I had Bama in it, Arkansas. I had Louisville in it.
Yeah.
So it's like, it always changes. So that's why when you're going through the process, you have to find somebody that's going to be consistent the whole time. Like, they're going to be consistent. So that's what it was.
Looking back now, you feel maybe you've grown up a little bit now that you've signed. Yeah. How silly are top fives and top sevens and everything?
I honestly wish I never released them. Like, I honestly never released them because it's just...
Yeah.
I feel like it's more of a media thing.
Right, sure.
It just grabs people's attention.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Again, that's Texas signee CJ awesome. Baxter here with Adam Gorney.
This is Adam Gorney here with Florida signee Will Norman. And Will, how did it get to Florida? How was that the right spot? And as things went on, others were trying to definitely flip you.
Yes, sir. I definitely like to say the message stayed consistent. The message stayed the same. And they were just, I feel like, straight up with me. So it just felt right, you know what I'm saying? And then as stuff started coming to an end, it just was like, what was the reason you committed in the first place? You know what I'm saying? So just stick to your roots.
When you picked them, and Florida people always say this, like Billy Napier has a plan. He has like a strategy for each kid. And he likes to recruit. What was it like for you in meeting them and getting a feel for those guys, you know?
It just felt very comfortable. Like even on the first trip, it just felt like very comfortable. I felt very relaxed with the coaches. Everything felt genuine. It didn't feel like I was trying to fake anything or try to stress anything too much. It just felt very comfortable and relaxed. As well as like on the field, it just, he kind of sees myself how I kind of see myself, like a versatile defensive lineman, not really just a strictly nose guard or three tech. He kind of sees me moving around and just being versatile. So I definitely like the message on the field as well.
How exciting is that? Because like guys that don't have just like a specific position can sometimes be, coaches can kind of be scared off sometimes, right? But what did you like about that and that you're going to be able to play kind of all over the place?
The thing that you like about that is you could get on the field kind of earlier. You know, if we need a need in the five tech, you could kind of jump in there in the five tech. If you need the three tech, you kind of try to go out there in the three tech. So, you know, the best availability is availability. So, well, the best ability is availability. So, you know, just from that standpoint, but, you know, also just, you know, just trying to offer as much as I can offer coming in. You know, I'm not trying to do too much or too less, but just trying to do what I have to do to, you know, do what I got to do.
Yeah. So you were at IMG and you picked Florida, and then you go back up to the Northeast where there had been a lot of pull to begin with. I think Penn State was definitely a school involved.
Yes.
How did that kind of go, and was there any thought when you're like back in Jersey, you're like, damn, maybe I'll stay up?
You know, that's their argument now. This is your hometown, you know what I'm saying? Stay where you're loved. You know, you go down south, they love down south kids. But, you know, you kind of just trying to block everything out. And, like, you know, my blessing may not be everybody's blessing, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, as I went home, I kind of just tried to block out the noise. And like I said, the reason why I committed, I just wanted to keep that the reason why I committed.
Who were the schools that were really making that push?
I would definitely like to say LSU, Penn State, and then, you know, when Deion's staff did their little thing, Colorado was definitely in the mix.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And everybody says they kind of got contacted by them. What was that like and what was sort of said? Was there like a feeling out process? Or?
They were recruiting me when they were at Jackson State, but I didn't really like feel it. I didn't ever really feel it. From a Deion standpoint, I definitely love his energy and what he brings to the table. You know, you can't relate to a coach probably any more than that. So, you know, from that standpoint, you always love that. But as far as me coming in and playing for somebody, you got to kind of win me over, kind of. You know what I'm saying? I want to feel the love.
Yeah. How excited are you to get back to Gainesville and start getting going here?
I'm very excited, you know, coming off a losing record, a losing season. You know, we have a lot of weight on our shoulders, and I'm just ready to put the best foot forward and get to work, honestly, you know what I'm saying? Just coming in young, just ready to learn, soak everything in, and just be greedy for more and learn. Just to learn, you know what I'm saying? Greedy to learn.
Perfect.
Yes, sir.
That is Florida signee Will Norman here with Adam Gorney.
Yes, sir.